ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. I'm your host, my name is Martin Horst, and I have a very special guest tonight. Her name is Yvonne Smith, and Yvonne Smith began researching the UFO phenomenon in the late 1980s. After 2 years of studies and 1,000 hours of internship in California, Hypnosis Motivation Institute, the only accredited hypnosis college in the United States, she received her hypnotherapy certification in 1990. Specializing in the cases of post-traumatic stress disorder, she uses her hypnotherapy skills to assist such victims to work through their anxiety, with many of her subjects referred to her by physicians and psychiatrists who believe Smith's experience can benefit their patients. In fact, many such patients are themselves doctors, university professors, military, engineers, lawyers, domestic and foreign pilots, and other professionals, sometimes flying from other countries to meet Yvonne in Los Angeles, where she lives. Now, in UFO circles, whenever they speak about her, investigators, they emphasize and evaluate whether the experience description supports or not the reality of a UFO contact. And Yvonne has also been on several news channels, mainstream and non-mainstream, she has contact with very famous people in the UFO field like Paula Harris, Mr. Robert Dean, Jamie Moussan, and Steve Bassett, and also Edgar Mitchell, who was one of the astronauts from the Apollo mission. So, a long introduction for a wonderful lady. So, welcome to the show, Yvonne, and thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Yes, I was for a long time looking forward to this interview with you, and I must tell you quite a story. Just an hour before the interview, my father called me out, and he said there's a man drowning, and there was a man. He left his dog somewhere because my father heard a dog barking, and the man was drowning. We took him out of the water, and there was an ambulance here, a fireman, and police. We had a whole drama here in the little street where my parents live. They live outside of a village. So that was quite a panic situation before the interviews, but everything is settled and we are ready. So
oh my goodness, Martin, I'm sorry that all happened. I'm sorry for that person, you know, who drowned.
Yeah, we were just on time because the water was 4 degrees Celsius, and if he would have been longer than 2 or 3 minutes in the water, he would not have survived.
Oh my goodness.
So my father and I saved a life, in fact. So, and he's now in hospital in the intensive care, and they are working with him. So I hope he will survive.
Oh well, I'm glad that everything looks like it's going to be all right.
Yes, but that's of course not the subject of ET's First Contact Radio. And by having guests like you, Yvonne, you are one of the most famous UFO researchers from this time. And you started as a hypnotherapist, as I said in your introduction. But the reason for being a hypnotherapist, was that because you wanted to get things from people with post-traumatic stress syndrome having contact with UFOs, or did that came later, this interest in you?
That came a little bit later. I was interested in hypnotherapy. I began working basically with cancer patients. Once I began to get to know people in the field, because I was very interested in the UFO field, once my mother had asked me to attend a lecture with her by my colleague Bud Hopkins many, many years ago in the late 80s. And
oh, yes.
After I listened to his lecture, I was very intrigued by what he was saying and how he used hypnosis. And so one thing just led to another. And, you know, I've been doing this now for 22 years. I really appreciate shows like what you're doing. We have to keep talking about this subject to keep it out of the closet, per se.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, seems to still have a stigma, unfortunately, and, you know, here we are in 2013, and people should be able to talk about their experiences.
Yes, of course, and I recently had a friend of you, Paula Harris, on the show, because I think she also has an interesting story with all the people that she worked with, and she worked with you and all these big names like Robert Dean. And those are very credible people like yourself who studied and who had a professional life. And that's why it's so important for me to get this news out. I'm quite young. I'm 36 years old, but I'm so interested in disclosure and disclosing this information, disclosing the facts to the public.
Yes.
And I can see that the audience is growing. There are more and more people getting interested in this subject. But well, here we are in 2013, indeed, Yvonne.
Yes, and I'm glad to see that people are becoming more and more interested in the subject, asking more questions, because this subject affects everyone. And you know, the abduction issue, which I work with, is more widespread than I think people in the general public really care to know. You know, there would be people in someone's family and among their coworkers in their neighborhood. And if the general public knew really how widespread this really is, that it just does not just happen to a handful of people in the middle of a cornfield. In other words, I think there's so many misrepresentations about the abduction cases and who is abducted and how often it happens. So I think we keep doing these interviews and shows and conferences and reaching out to the public, I think is extremely important.
Oh, yes, it is. And I think there are even people walking around who have been abducted maybe in the 80s or 90s, because I don't believe it's still happening, but who walk around and have been abducted who don't know they have been abducted because they didn't have hypnotherapy.
Yes, well, there could be a percentage of people who have absolutely no memory of anything happening. And if that's the case, they may be better off at this time to not know anything at this point. Now, how the subconscious works is that when we all experience a traumatic event, the subconscious will automatically block some of those frightening memories to protect us. But it will then begin to allow the person to remember slowly bits and pieces of memory, snapshots of memory, flashes of memory, and to give the person an idea that they may have experienced something strange or something very frightening or traumatic. And this is when someone comes to me to do hypnotherapy, to do the regression work, is if they're unable to function in their everyday life, if this is causing them to not be able to sleep, to not be able to function at work, you know, concentrate on work, everyday life, that's when someone will come to me, and then we begin to work on those flashes of memory. And because this occurs in early childhood, many times we will start way back in childhood when maybe the person was perhaps 4 or 5 years old.
Yes, very interesting. And what kind of stories can you recall from people having experiences in the childhood with ETs? How were those experiences for those children?
I put some of these stories together after several years of my practice, about 10 years or so or more. I started putting together a compilation of some of my cases in my first book, Chosen. And, you know, it talks, I discuss on, in each case in my book about when a person went back into childhood, maybe perhaps 4 or 5 years old, because I find that children about the ages of 4 and 5 years old, they will start mentioning or talking about something coming into their room, something interacting with them. They'll call them maybe little doctors or little ghosts, because children don't know how to, or even adults, because there's no real point of reference, especially way back, you know, 30, 40, 50 years or more ago. So they had no form of reference where, you know, they don't come and tell me, I think I was abducted by aliens. They knew something happened to them. They remembered it all through their lives. And now with some of the literature out there and some of the shows that have been presented from the 90s, we don't have so many shows now, unfortunately, but in the 90s there were many shows that were showcasing people who've had UFO encounters, abductions, you know, sightings. And
yes,
that's when people began to maybe put some pieces together. And it wasn't until really, I have to give my colleague and friend Whitley Strieber a lot of credit when he published his first book, Communion. And I believe that was back in the early, I'm sorry, the late 80s when this book came out. That was that picture on the cover of it. I'm sure you remember when he had the picture of the alien on the front cover. And so many people have told me over the years they saw that cover, and for some reason they reacted with fear, or they didn't want to, you know, they had a difficult time looking at it. It caused them to become teary-eyed. So something was affecting their memory when they, something triggered something in them when they saw the picture on that book cover. So he really opened up so many doors for people that, had no idea what happened to them. And I just received a real quick, message here. Are we taking calls? Is someone, are the audience able to tune into our show at this time?
Yes, we may, yes. I will look up the phone number for BBS Radio. If you can hold on, I will.
Okay.
But you continue talking about those experiences, and I will look up the phone number.
Thank you, Martin. Yes, in my book, I talk about the childhood experiences where they remember one of my subjects will call it, she used to call the little alien being Monster, I believe it was Monster McIntosh, but she called it a little name, and she just remembered him coming into her room and communicating with her, but she, of course, didn't remember everything, and until she came to me in the 90s when I began my practice, and she began working, we began working with the regression. Oh, yeah, it was a Katie Campbell subject in my book, and she used to call it Monster McMillan. Not all the children would name their little, friends coming into their room. They had no idea. Many times they will call them my friend or my playmate. And there seems to be one certain alien being who has been with them throughout their entire life, and as they become adults, and in some of their regressions, they will recall a certain alien being. It could be a male, it could be a female figure, but they will feel very attached to this being and very much comfortable with that being with them while they're up on the craft being examined, in other words.
Are those beings highly evolved?
I'm sorry?
Are those beings who are friendly with children, are they highly evolved?
The ones that are highly evolved, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, those beings that children feel comfortable with.
Well, they're... I imagine that, with the beings, from their capabilities and they're able to contact and communicate telepathically, I'm sure they're all highly evolved. They seem to know how to communicate with young children. Many times, of course, there's fear there, even with the young children. But then oftentimes they know how to communicate with them, how to talk to them, how to play with them. And that's why they'll call them my playmate or my friend, and they just follow the child throughout their life because it is a lifelong experience. Oh, I just received another message here that that your phone number is listed on your website. So it looks like...
Yes, I will just tell it to the listeners. If you are calling from the U.S. or Canada, it's toll-free. 888-627-6008. And if you're calling from abroad, from Europe or whatever, it is 001-530-327-7602. That's line one. And line two is, if you're calling from abroad, 001-530-413-4000. 4522.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so I will repeat for the listeners again. Toll free for US and Canada, 888-627-6008. If you're calling from abroad, it's 001-530-327-7602 for line 1. And line 2 is 001-530-413-4522. All right, so we have Yvonne Smith on the show on ET First Contact Radio. If you want to call in, just give you the numbers. And the next question I have for you, Yvonne, is you have worked with famous people like Roger Lyer and Stanton Friedman and Edgar Mitchell. And it's maybe a strange question, but those people who are in the UFO field from the military, those famous, credible people, have they ever had sessions with you regarding hypnotherapy? Was that necessary, or did they request that?
Well, because of the therapist-client privilege, I wouldn't be able to, discuss the people who come to me by name, because I do have to keep confidentiality. As I mentioned before, this is so widespread that I think the general public out there, when they realize really who is abducted and how often it happens, I mean, there are no boundaries. It happens to everyone and anyone, famous, not so famous, rich, not so rich. It goes across all socioeconomic lines. And this is, as you know, Martin, this is worldwide. This is not just happening in the United States.
Yes, it is. It's happening everywhere. I know some people in the Netherlands who have been abducted. And unfortunately, this lady I know is closed down and she doesn't want to talk about it. She doesn't want to have anything to do with UFOs or extraterrestrials.
Yes, and that often is the case. That at times people will not want to talk about their experiences. You know, they're frightened. They're afraid of knowing more. It takes, if they ever come forward to want to do regression, sometimes it takes many, many years. So that's very, very common. I'm hoping to come to the Netherlands and present my work there because I think it's important for those of us who are researching and have been working in the subject for many years to share our work with each other.
Oh, yes, and maybe I can help you to accomplish this, to organize a lecture or a workshop and
that
to invite people. Yeah.
Because I will be, this year is a very busy year for me and traveling. As you know, we have Paola's conference in Sebring, Florida on May 10th to 12th. It's going to be an excellent conference. So I'll be at that one, and she's taking registration now. I'm also going to be in, as I do every year, I'm going to be in Roswell, New Mexico in July. And then overseas, Martin, I'm going to be going later on this year to hopefully France and Turkey. Because this is a widespread phenomenon, and you know, there's unfortunately not enough help out there to guide people into, you know, whether they've had a sighting or contact and abduction experience. There's so many people that really don't know where to go. They're afraid, of course, of ridicule, and this is what we're trying to stop. Now, in 2013, and this is also why I opened up a branch of CERO, Close Encounter Resource Organization, which has been my support group for 21 years. I started a branch of CERO called CERO, C-E-R-O, International, And in Ciro International, we're going to be hosting events every other month. The next one's going to be March 9th, featuring Dr. Barry Taff, who has been researching the paranormal and UFOs, and with many people experience both. This is open to the public, and we're trying to bring forth all the information about the UFO field, about every aspect of it, you know, abductions and contact and sightings and crop circles. So I will be, I'd love to put your email on my list so that you're getting the press releases on the events, and that's why I'm hoping that we'll be able to reach out to mainstream public and mainstream media.
Oh, I would love to receive your emails, and indeed, I think when the time comes that there is a disclosure happening, that people like you and me will be constantly asked on major television stations and radio stations to get out, because we will function as a conduit between the people that are not informed and the extraterrestrials, who are of course here for sure, and they are waiting for this planet to become ready for a mass contact.
Yes, absolutely. I think we're going to be real busy when that happens, Martin.
Oh yes, I'm sure. This is only what we are doing now is to prepare ourselves and the listeners, and for me, it's a pleasure to get acquainted with people like yourself, Ivona, and other UFO researchers, writers, and speakers. And it's a pleasure for me to do this job on BBS Radio. And every time I have somebody else, and they all have an interesting, fascinating story to tell. So stay tuned, please, on AT First Contact Radio. This is Martin Horst, your host, and my guest is a wonderful lady, and she's been for decades in the UFO field. Her name is Ivona Smith. And if you want to call in and ask a question directly to Ivona, you can call toll-free from US and Canada, which is 888-627-6008. And if you're calling from another continent, it's 001-530-327-7602 on line 1. And on line 2, you can reach us at 001-530-413-4522. So welcome back, Ivona.
Thank you.
And it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Where were we? Yeah, you have written, I think, several books. And the most famous and first one was Chosen.
Yes.
Can you talk a bit about your book? Yeah, please go ahead and talk a bit about your book, because it's very interesting. And I would like to hear some more details about those cases of UFOs and encounters.
It took a while, several years, about 10 years to even write my first book. I really didn't, when I started my practice, I didn't really plan on authoring any books, but I began lecturing across the United States, and many people were asking me if I had written a book. And so as I gathered my cases, I realized, well, maybe I should put some of these cases in a book form. So in 2008, I debuted my book Chosen. It's called Chosen: Recollections of UFO Abductions Through Hypnotherapy. And I debuted this at the UFO Congress. At the time, it was still in Laughlin. And it was very well received, and it's been very well received. I've highlighted about 8 of my cases, which is just a very, very tiny handful of my cases, but I thought these were very interesting and important for the public to read about. I've included in my book the actual transcripts from my hypnosis sessions, so those were not at all edited. I thought it was important to put those in there to have the public and the readers see and read what a person goes through when they're doing regression. I mean, they're actually reliving the experience. I have two cases in Chosen that involve a double abduction, two people abducted together and both having very similar conscious memories as well as memories in hypnosis. And then I highlighted a few other cases of single abductions, but very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go on.
And I'm in the process now of writing my second book. I've written many articles over the years, but I am writing my second book. Right now, the working title is called Coronado Intrusion. This involves a mass abduction of about a dozen people in 1994 in San Diego County here in Southern California. We were attending a large UFO conference. I was the master of ceremonies for that conference. And so since it was local for most people in my support group, in Ciro support group, several of them drove down together and attended the conference. And we began to find out later, it took a long time to put together everyone's story and experience, and we realized that people were abducted during that conference during a two-night period. So I'm putting this all in a book, and hopefully my goal is to have it in Florida for Palace Conference. I still have quite a bit of work to do on it, but I will get that out this year.
That's wonderful, Ivona. It's very interesting because you've been in the UFO field for so many years now.
Yeah.
And what is puzzling me, in the 1990s, the mainstream media was taking the whole business quite seriously worldwide. But since 9/11, I think, the whole thing went off the screen. And there was radio silence. Can you explain what happened?
Well, I noticed that too. I mean, not so much focusing on 9/11. However, let me see, that happened in 2001. But I noticed, and I was speaking to some of my group members, where in the 90s, all through the 90s, I did many, many radio and television interviews, and we had television shows here in the States. I'm not sure how widespread it was where there were broadcasts around the world. I know some of them were, but we had shows like Encounters, we had Inside Edition did some shows featuring UFOs. Sightings was another good show. And these were on weekly. So they called on me to do several interviews, as well as at the time the late Bud Hopkins and the late Dr. John Mack and my mm-hmm. colleague David Jacobs. We did many of these interviews because we were all spread throughout the United States, so we're in different areas, but yet our clients were all talking about very similar experiences. But I noticed that now, as you mentioned, after, what you said, 9/11, 2001, there have been some shows, but very, very few. Of course, Ancient Aliens has been on for a while, but they really don't tackle and don't address really the abduction issue, but it is still a very interesting show. But I noticed there must be at least 10 ghost shows on the air lately. I don't know how it is there in the Netherlands, but it seems that the paranormal dealing with ghosts and ghost experiences are more acceptable than UFO sightings and UFO abductions. So this is another reason we're hoping to keep keep it out there by starting the new company, Cero International, to keep all of this news in the forefront and not let it disappear in the background, because, you know, here in the States, people seem to be under the impression, because of our media, news media being blacked out, and they're not allowed to really broadcast sightings that happen, and when they do, they seem to be, they do it in a joking manner, mm-hmm. with a tongue-in-cheek manner, we call it. We're hoping to, you know, to keep it out there, because people are under the impression here in the States that sightings, UFO sightings, just sightings of a craft in the sky or a strange light flying very erratically, they think and they are under the impression that this happens very, very seldom, where, you know, we know, those of us in the field, in the know, that these sightings and experiences happen on a daily basis, yet we don't see it on our nightly news.
It's exactly. But somehow I think the pressure is building on the government and on and the institutions from the media, that somehow, I don't know, something has to happen, because we are in 2013 and the promiseful year of 2012 didn't bring the changes that we expected, but from some sources I read say that disclosure is not far now.
Well, I hope they're right, Martin. I really do. I know people that are working on that aspect of it. You know, disclosure at Paula Harris and Stephen Bassett. You know, they're working very hard to get this out in the open. Worldwide, and I do hope that we're going to be successful. And I think if we just keep pressure on our government officials, and as I mentioned, you know, that we don't hide and we don't hide the experiences, but, you know, even if people still think we're crazy and delusional and whatever else they come up with, we still have to keep it out there in the forefront.
Well, I'm not giving up. I'm working harder and harder.
Absolutely.
The longer that they ignore us, they cannot ignore us, and we have serious, serious people, highly credible, like yourself, Ivona, and that have worked in the military field, in the scientific field, in the and in the medical field. Many people that you have to take serious with their stories, what they saw from the 1950s until now. This is something that has to come out, and it is very important.
Yes. And I really do hope that we're all successful in doing that. And it'll be interesting when that does happen. As I mentioned, we have to hang on now, because we're going to be very, very busy as people realize that, you know, number one, we are not alone. We never have been in our government. And I don't know about, you know, where you are in the Netherlands, but our government is certainly withholding information from the public.
Yes. Well, I'm sure that the United States government is indeed withholding information, but I think the current government we have in the Netherlands are just a bunch of puppets who don't know anything, and they're really kind of preschool children. I don't have a very high impression from them. But
I think that most people feel that way here in the States as well. So, you know, it'll be interesting. We're in interesting times right now, Martin, and, you know, we'll just see where, you know, where we go now.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I don't know. United States is, of course, the country of dreams, the American dream. I think it still is. And it would be nice if the United States would disclose, if Obama would do it. Because I think if Russia would do it, or China, which are also superpowers, then the United States would be full.
Well, I think If all the superpowers do come forward, I know some governments have been releasing slowly some of their documents and reports of UFOs and sightings. And, these things are by pilots and military pilots and commercial pilots. And I think the U.S. government would be forced to release their mm-hmm. documents, but then they'd have to admit how many years they've lied to the American public, So
yes.
I think their hands are going to be tied once everyone else starts coming forward.
That will be a very difficult job, but it is possible, of course.
Yes,
and I have understood, Yvonne, that those friendly ETs, benevolent ETs, have the technology to tune into our satellite networks and start broadcasting themselves.
I don't doubt that. I think they have, why wouldn't they have that capability? However, they do this. I mean, they get here. They engage our people here. They've been doing it for a very long time. Whatever they need from us, they are certainly carrying on their program. They do have an agenda because whatever we have, they need. And they continue mm-hmm. Contacting and engaging the human beings down here. So that would also be interesting if they decided to just broadcast. Then what the governments of the world, what do they do then?
Yes, indeed. Well, that's a good question. But I think that they have also a law of something like the Prime Directive in Star Trek, that they cannot just interfere in earthly manners, and
yeah.
they have to wait until the vibration has raised sufficiently from the population.
That's what I heard too, that they're not cosmic law, they can observe us, but they're not able to interfere. And that's why, I don't feel or I don't believe that they're going to swoop down here and save us from ourselves. It really is up to us. They are trying to educate people and give them information. I think that's why part of the reason why people are being contacted and abducted, and because they're however they choose their people. That's why I called my first book Chosen. They are interacting with individuals and their family lines for possibly something occurring in the near future. Many people are saying now the abductees, contactees, are feeling that something is coming down the pipe very, very soon. I've been hearing this now for the last maybe almost 2 years. So,
okay. Sorry to interrupt you, Yvonne. We have a caller, Suzanne, on line 3. Shall I put it through?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here's Susanna.
Okay.
Hello, Yvonne.
Hi,
Yvonne. It's Suzanne. How are you?
I'm good. So nice to hear from you.
My goodness, I just want you to know that I wanted to call earlier, but we're getting ready for a huge blizzard, so there's a little bit of commotion, so if you hear anything in the background, I apologize.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll send you positive thoughts and prayers.
Well, thank you so much.
Everybody be safe.
I know, right? I've really gotten a slew of things since I've moved back here, so.
Yes.
Anyway, the reason why I'm calling is, as you know, I am a lifetime experiencer. Mm-hmm. But I have never had hypnotic regression. It just scares the crap out of me. And mm-hmm. the things that I do remember from my childhood, they were quite frightening. And I have been asked this over and over again, don't you think you should have hypnotic regression? And I vacillate about it because on the one hand, it would be maybe closing some doors for me in a way. But on the other hand, if the things that I remember were frightening, I'm so afraid of the things that I don't remember, and so I wanted to know if there was some advice you could give me.
Well, I hear that all the time. Suzanne, I mean, I've been doing this 22 years now, and what I tell people is that if your life is going just fine and wonderful and you're happy and you're functioning, you're not having nightly nightmares, you're not losing sleep, you're able to concentrate on your work, or, you know, or family, whatever it is, then leave it. Leave it for now. It's the people that have the memories coming forward. They'll have snapshots of memories, flashbacks, and they begin to feel that they're not able to focus on everyday life, and this could really take over someone's life because it is so, you know, we're tapping into the unknown, and they're wondering if something happened, and they get to the point where, you know, they either want to know if something happened or if they're just crazy. Either way, they just need the anxiety and the post-traumatic stress to dissipate, you know, to go away. They want to be able to function. So
yeah,
you will know, Suzanne, when you're ready to do this. I mean, we spoke at one of the conferences. I believe it was Roger Lear's fundraiser, and you had questioned me about that before, about hypnosis. And, you know, I tell people once the toothpaste is out of the tube, you know, you can't put it back. So once those memories start coming forward, a person has to be ready to deal with it, and you have to be working with a skilled hypnotherapist who is versed in this kind of work. Because this is why I established the support group Zero, because people were out there by themselves, just, you know, maybe talking to me and maybe one other person in their family, for instance, but they really felt isolated and alone because it's something they couldn't bring up at work, you know, or over dinner. And so this is why I established Zero, so that people can come together and talk about it and feel better that, like in any other support group, that they're not by themselves, that they're not alone. So, you know, leave it for now, Suzanne. Like I said, if you start getting to the point where you're losing sleep and you're becoming depressed, not able to function, look up post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms. And they're all the same no matter what, no matter if someone came back from war or if someone wasn't a UFO abductee, because it's still very traumatic to someone.
Right. Well, the situation that's happening with me now is that my boyfriend, who is also an experiencer, wants to have regression. And the trigger, I think, for this with him has been since he and I met. He remembers an experience from a photograph that he saw of me. And it's something that I don't have any recollection of at all. But he has a recollection of seeing my face in this photograph and triggering something in him that involved me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm involved in this situation with him where he really, really wants to have this regression. And in that regression, if he remembers that experience that involved me, I am going to know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What I would caution, because I work with a lot of people, couples or people that have had abductions together, because it happens, you know, all the time. But if he does have regression, whether he goes to me or another, you know, credible hypnotherapist, it's best that he does not divulge any of the information that came out, if indeed you're involved, until you decide if you're going to go ahead with it and also do the regression. And then once the regression is done with both of you, then, you know, we sit down, or you sit down with whoever the person is that you were working with, and discuss everything.
Okay. Well, I will definitely keep that in mind and possibly be contacting you in regards to that, hopefully. I mean, obviously, I'm across the country. You are going to Florida in May, you said?
I'll be in Florida. So that'll be May, and if you both you're going to be there at the conference and you want to try regression, we can certainly book something then.
Well, I will be in touch, Yvonne.
Okay. Well, it's really good to hear from you, and really be safe with the storm coming
in. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you very much, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Martin.
That was interesting.
Yes. It happens. This is very, very common, what Suzanne was sharing with us about people seeing other people that they know when they're up on the craft.
Mm-hmm.
And so I work with people many times who've been abducted together, and as I mentioned to Suzanne, I keep them separate. So they know that whatever came forward in hypnosis, it was their true memory and not something that may have come from another person. Because, you know, hypnosis is difficult as it is, and very, you know, it's a process that takes time. So it just, and especially in a subject like this, we have to keep the information in the cases as uncontaminated as we can.
Yes, it's a long-term, lifelong therapist-client relationship where you have to keep the information up to date.
Oh, absolutely. I've been working with people since I started my practice 22 years ago because the experiences are ongoing.
Yes.
They may lay dormant for a while, but they will continue.
Yes, and those stories are very interesting, and people will recollect more memories in the long term, of course.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. I have worked as a musical therapist in Israel with mentally disabled children with the Feuerstein Center. I don't know if you heard about Professor Feuerstein, but I have helped children with the method of learning propensity assessment device. And mm-hmm. that's a method to enhance the learning ability from children. All children, all human beings, even all people have the ability to learn and to become more than they are.
Yes, yes. I absolutely agree. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Martin.
No, yes. Ask your question, Yvonne.
Another question that came through just now in the instant message was, for those people who weren't able to catch the show today, do you have archives of the shows where they're able to go onto your website?
Yeah, on BBS Radio / ET First Contact Radio, there's an archive button, and I think for $5 you can subscribe and get the recording.
Okay, I'll let them know. ET First Contact Radio on BBS Radio.
Yes,
okay.
bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio.
Okay.
And then there's a blue section with program archives. And it's interesting to know, just for the people that want to subscribe to the archives, you can listen also the shows from me, of course, and from the past, but also from other hosts on BBS Radio, because it's quite an interesting radio station. Because we have people like myself, Mike Quincy, Patricia Corey, who's also in the field. I know her personally. She's a wonderful friend. But also James Gilliland.
Yes, I know James. I visited his ranch, which is very interesting.
Oh, really?
Very interesting time.
Mm-hmm. So it's always very profitable for information to get if you subscribe to the archives, because you can download. You can download the archives from all the hosts, from myself and the others. Because BBS Radio is the number one radio station, talk radio station in the world. So we have quite an interesting bunch of hosts on this network.
Well, Martin, are you going to be able to attend Paolo's conference in May in Florida?
I'm not sure, but if I could, I will be there. But
absolutely. Well, let me know. I'd love to meet you, and, you know, we could sit and talk, and it's going to be an interesting conference for sure.
Oh, yes, and I can have many people interviewed there as well, I think.
Yes, it's going to be great. I don't know how much time we have now. Are we coming up to the end of the show?
In fact, we are, yes. Well,
okay.
It's wonderful to have. And maybe before the conference in Florida, we can have another show in April to welcome people to the conference, because we have many listeners from all over.
Absolutely. You just send me an email, Martin, and I'd be very happy to do the show again, and we'll talk about the StarWorks conference and Paolo's work and so forth, and I look forward to it. And anyone who likes to contact me, they can go onto my website at Y-Smith, my first initial last name, Y-Smith.com. They can get purchase my book there, or they can go on to Amazon. But I will have the latest news on my website about my latest shows and lectures and when my book will be released, a new book.
Well, I was very proud to have you on the show, Ivonne. It was a real pleasure.
And, thank you,
unfortunately, we ran out of time, but thank you for being here. And I'll be back next week with another interesting guest. Thank you, everybody, and goodbye.